want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Our very special guest this evening, our RBN host, Dr. Rebecca Carley, and she's famous for leading the fight against vaccines, and, of course, Patrick Jordan, author and medical researcher. And Patrick, as we went to the break, you were just going to connect some dots with regard to smallpox. Go ahead.
Well, you sure connected them for me because I forgot the other topic of the bed bugs, so thanks for that, Dave. I'm going to read you a quote from Cruikshank's book, which was written about 121 years ago. And we find that 287 years ago, which was the quotation that he had in his book, runs like this. And if 'tis possible that the ingrafted pox can be so poisonous as to communicate certain death to all around by this method, meaning they were variolating, they were inoculating with smallpox, they may ingraft as violent a plague as has been known among us. How far the legislature, talking about government in England, may think fit to interpose in order to prevent such an artificial way of depopulating a country is not my province to determine, unquote. And so 287 years ago, they were seeing this cause and effect relationship between a bunch of idiots coming in with smallpox and basically inoculating people with it and causing a plague instead of preventing it. And they called it depopulation. So this depopulation agenda, this conspiracy theory, so-called, is outlined in these books that I transcribe to the point where it is undeniable that people have known about this pattern for over two centuries, almost three centuries, 287 years.
Well, Patrick, it's almost like an institutionalized philosophical approach to managing the herd.
Oh, that you just said it. I could not have said it better.
Well, it's culling the herd. They're killing people off, you see. And this was a very hard thing for me to face. This was one of the darkest nights of my soul because after high school, I had 17 years of quote-unquote higher education until I learned to be a surgeon and having to realize that my profession is creating disease. Vaccines, medicine has become a religion. Vaccines are the baptismal rite. They're causing all of these autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage, as I stated. And then they're giving drugs which cure nothing but give you side effects, which give you more drugs. And so while they're killing us softly, they are, you know, making lots of money. And that's how my profession has become corrupted, and that is why I am on the warpath against them.
Do you think it's safe to assume the reason we're finding H1N1 in the regular flu vaccine is because they made too many vials last year and they need to find a way to get it into the population, and they're trying to victimize the ignorant who don't know about this?
And they'll give you a gift card for it if you show up at certain pharmacies.
Yeah, you can get a little tattoo, a non-permanent tattoo on your arm. I mean, they're advertising this in, you know, Rite Aid, CVS, all these different pharmacies. Well, yes, you're correct, because a lot of people did not take the vaccine, so they had lots of vials left over, and so I'm sure they're just, you know, opening up those vials and adding it to the, you know, regular flu vaccine as well. Yes, that's true. But the bottom line is the whole concept of vaccines. That's what people have to check out. As Patrick mentioned, and I want to underline it and put it in large font, they have known for over 100 years that vaccines were killing people. How come it's still happening? That's what people have to ask.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's one we'll explore in more detail after we hear from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Dr. Carley and Patrick Jordan on the other side.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call. Once again, that's 1-800-313-9443. If you're shy, bashful, just want to email in your question, you can do that at The Common Sense Show, all one word, thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Joining us by phone is Dr. Rebecca Carley, our RBN host and medical researcher and author, Patrick Jordan, also flying co-pilot with me as our news director, Andy DeRiso. Wow, sounds like the lineup for a baseball game here. We're not talking about games, folks. Patrick, I'm not sure we fully explored the point that I raised before the break regarding smallpox and the relationship to bed bugs and what's coming this year. Let's go back to that point.
Well, let's understand your point of personal power. People feel like they have no say in the direction of their lives and future because the way that they have been handled as members of a herd was to be given the binary false choice. Now, would you like to be stabbed in the back or shot in the chest? And any thinking person would say, that's not a choice. But it's always presented in that way, and the mind is then shut down that you have yourself, and you have decisions that can arise from self instead of the outside. And that being said, let's jump into a very weird thing that happened. A list member on my email list had sent me from Citizens for Legitimate Government a noticed that 1 million vaccine doses were sent to the Strategic National Stockpile for smallpox bioterror attack on the U.S. under the BARDA. And they were going to ultimately deliver 20 million doses of this smallpox vaccine. And I have an associate of memory, so that was something that came to me. There was a little bit of time that transpired before I pulled up an MSN article on a new epidemic of bed bugs. They say, oh, this hasn't happened in quite some time. And I knew immediately, because of the association, that there was a book, Bats, Mosquitoes, and Dollars, written by Dr. Charles Campbell, that's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, in 1925, where he indicated that bed bugs were the mechanical vectors of smallpox. And I put this together that it seemed like they were bioengineering an event to justify the need and use of smallpox vaccines. Because we're talking about the delivery, you know, these are probably already paid bills of lading for 20 million doses. Okay?
Let me interject a question here.
Sure.
Before we leave the point, and also, too, Dr. Carley, please weigh in on this because we want your medical opinion. But what you're describing here about transmissibility of smallpox with bed bugs reminds me of fleas and the bubonic plague and what wiped out almost a third of Europe. Is that where this is going?
Well, you know, we're talking about this depopulation agenda going back 287 years that I can personally, physically document. And so, to me, this is what Dr. Carla and I talk about, leaves on the tree. There are so many leaves on the tree to get distracted with. We can talk about them actually trying to engineer a smallpox outbreak, and then they will show up with the vaccines. And, of course, we just outlined that vaccines actually make you ill. They don't make you better, and so it's heaping one disease onto another. We can talk about the H1N1 plandemic, as people have called it, and we can get distracted by all these different things that they will continue to throw at us. And one of the key things that Dr. Carley and I try to get out on her show is, if we distract ourselves with the leaves, and I have no problem whatsoever bringing this stuff up to make people understand what they have coming down the pike. But unless we attack the root of the tree of evil, it will continue to grow. And so what we need to do is get this sense of personal power. And if I can, I want to segue to a completely different story that shows the Sumerian funnel, as I call it. That's a term that I coined for, do you want to be stabbed in the back or shot in the chest? Can be used against those in power, because there was a pastor from Canada, Kevin Annett, who basically served a summons on the Pope regarding the child pedophilia. In the history of the world, the Catholic Church has burnt and murdered and killed people in public for standing against it. And here we have an individual that is working with a group, but they served a summons on the Pope, and they're living to tell about it. And so I want to instill the sense of personal power that there are things that you can do, and one person, man or woman, does not matter, one person can make a difference.
Yes, and let me just mention, he was a guest on my show yesterday, so people can check out the archives on RBN. But I also want to mention the idea of vectors. You see, there's many ways you can have a pathogen injected into you. You can have a white coat, as I so disrespectfully call the members of my profession, put it in a syringe and inject it into your bloodstream. You can have a mosquito, a tick, a bed bug. Now we've come up with another way for this to happen. I mean, people have to ask themselves, where did this bed bug problem come from? all of a sudden, it's like a global thing. There's bed bugs everywhere. You know, five-star hotels. You go there and you're finding bed bugs. And I mentioned Bill Gates earlier in the show. If you go to my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com, scroll down to the bottom, there's actually an article about Bill Gates coming up with the idea of flying syringes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in fact, he's actually developing what he calls vaccines, putting malaria into mosquitoes and loosing them onto third world countries. You know, and people have to ask themselves, now, wait a minute, Bill, what makes your malaria-carrying mosquitoes a vaccine versus, you know, the regular mosquitoes that carry malaria? I mean, the whole idea is insane.
I think you could substitute the name Margaret Sanger for Bill Gates now.
Well, yeah, he's definitely into eugenics. And as I said, he was just on 60 Minutes Tonight talking about he's spending, what was it, $4.5 billion to bring vaccine programs to third world countries, while in California early this year, and I know this was just covered on Natural News a few days ago, he's talking, you know, in these private conferences that he's having about vaccines being used for depopulation. So there's no question that they're using this for depopulation. You know, what better way to spread a disease than to have people go to their doctor who they believe, because this is a religion, as I said, they believe that their priest in a white coat is going to help them, and in actuality, they're injecting them with disease.
Let me roll this all into a ball for Dave and Annie and the listeners, that if we go to the Charlotte Observer of, that would have been September 15th of this year, they talk about the bedbug problem at Catawba College. And in that article, they said that the bedbug problem, in quotes, was nearly eradicated with DDT in the early 1970s. And because I have this associative memory, it's like, well, when did the WHO, the World Health Organization, when did they declare smallpox was eradicated? Well, that was 1977, but you see, folks, the vaccine coverage for smallpox globally barely scratched 10% of the global population. So with that kind of coverage, how could they possibly have eradicated it? And so we're looking at the use of insecticides, getting rid of the mechanical vector of the smallpox, getting rid of the bed bug. And now all of a sudden we have this resurgence, and I'm looking at history, I'm looking at patterns, and it's like the gears on the transmission are starting to lock again. And this is what you're talking about, Dave. There were many people, including you and Annie, during the bird flu and during the swine flu plandemics, getting the word out there. And we together can stop this transmission. We're like the wrench in the gearworks.
Quick question before we go to the break. I got a question here from a listener by email named Nancy, and she said, hello, would you ask Dr. Carley her opinion on pet vaccination? Specifically, is the first rabies shot given to a young cat harmful? I'm willing to shop around for a veterinarian who's not a pharma-Nazi. Dr. Carley?
Yes. I would encourage Nancy to go to drcarley.com or my new website, which is smaller and easily you know, able to be read in, say, a couple of days, reversing VIDS, vaccine-induced disease syndromes.com. Actually, check on there. You will see the package insert for the rabies vaccine. It's the first vaccine insert I've ever seen where they actually say that the vaccine tissue cultures cause autoimmune disease.
Amazing. Not they only want to that, kill but, our pets.
Yeah. Not That's only amazing. That, but they're getting rabies from the vaccine.
Oh, so human transmissibility. Let me ask you about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Dr. Carley and Patrick Jordan after these words.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Rabies vaccinations to pets, and pets transmit rabies to humans. Dr. Carley, did I understand that correctly?
Yes. By injecting pets with rabies, they're giving them rabies. This is the reason that so many pets are becoming vicious, attacking their masters, killing babies. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of levels to this. I have 3 dogs and 2 cats. One of my dogs was never vaccinated, but yet she's very afraid of riding in cars and things of that nature. And I have a naturopathic veterinarian that I take my pets to, and he informed me that this is a rabies miasm, and that's basically a disease transmittable to a future generation. Instead of thinking about genetically transmitted diseases, we have to think of miasms, which are actually the tendency to have a problem. In other words, something has attacked your weak link in your immune system. And even though one of my dogs has never been vaccinated, she has been transmitted the miasm of rabies from her, you know, ancestors that were vaccinated, and she's deathly afraid of riding in a car. Also afraid of thunder and things of that nature. So this is what's going on. And let me also mention, it's not just the pets, it's the food source animals as well. There's an amazing website. People can go to the www.merial.ca. This is a vaccine manufacturer in Canada for food source animals. Check out what they're putting in the turkeys, folks. they're injecting turkeys with live herpes. So
what? You're kidding me. Live
no,
herpes?
No, I'm not kidding you.
How are they getting away with this?
Well, they're calling it a vaccine. And, you know, by definition, a vaccine is supposed to protect the animals. As a matter of fact, if all of you love chicken wings, that's where they inject the chickens, okay? So you're eating viruses.
That's a preferred site because, you know, it's not easily seen and, well, don't get upset about the full-grown animals, as you should the billions, and I'm not, you know, using the improper word, the billions of eggs that are vaccinated through automated injections.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to what, Dr. Carla, you said about transmitting, I'm almost going to call it genetic memory, where your unvaccinated dog has acquired the traits as if it had been vaccinated because of the bloodline that had been vaccinated.
Yes.
Do you think this is an experimentation prelude for humans?
No, it's not an experimentation. They know exactly what they're doing. And they have already established that, as Patrick's book so eloquently proved. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, since this very evil minion, Edward Jenner, in England, started this whole idea of smallpox vaccinations. This is well documented. All you have to do is check it out for yourself, folks, and Patrick's book is books are an excellent way to do so. Because he's got all the information in there. This is not, you know, our belief. This is a fact.
And, well, let me roll it into a ball again for you and hand it to everybody as a gift. A list member had sent me a more recent compilation of graphs that show the trend in infectious diseases, which were all going down and going down precipitously over time, and then it shows on the graph when vaccines were introduced. And it's astounding if you see this trend nearly going to zero, and that's when they introduced the vaccine. And I think it was John Stossel that I'm quoting when he says, that's like entering a parade and saying that it's for you. It's just absolutely ridiculous, coupled with the work of Cruikshank that showed 120 years ago that Jenner was a complete fraud. And so there is no substance whatsoever to vaccinations. And if it is a fraud on its face, then everything that follows, regardless of the fancy science that they might cloak it in, that too is a fraud. And by the way, according to the laws that are on the books, there's no statute of limitations on fraud.
Well, you know, you're almost looking at it's a fertile ground for pseudo-research for the eugenics crowd.
Oh, and, you know, who's going to prove them wrong? Who does the work, who has the, and these are questions, who has the education to understand what they're looking at when they read a technical paper and say, this is complete and total garbage? And, Dave, I will be sending you this PDF because it's got really, you know, beautiful color graphs in it. And you can send it out to your list. Anybody that wants to get any information from me, it's General, G-E-N-E-R-A-L, Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, 55, at gmail.com. I'll send you anything that you want for free, except my books.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody to get on Patrick's list. I had an update list that was hacked into. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to fix it because my computers and different things I do are constantly being hacked into, but I also want to mention the fact that when a vaccine creates a disease, they change the name of the disease.
Right.
One of the common questions I get is, well, what about polio? Polio was eradicated by the vaccine. No, polio caused, I hear the music.
Okay, what about Lyme disease? Probably the answer is going to be the same. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll get the answer to those questions and more on the other side.
It's a season, turn, 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 and it's time to every purpose under heaven.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome back, everybody. I just want to remind you that we need you to help to spread the word of freedom. We have generic RBN business cards available. They're only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or make it easy on yourself and call with a credit card. 1-800-724-2719. And guys, let me just return to something that we had talked about earlier in the show, and it's something that Annie and I had brought up in the news segment of our show, and that's the issue of Corexit. It's my understanding, and I'll put this question out to both or either of you, it's my understanding that Corexit, in other words, Agent Orange, can penetrate the blood-brain barrier, not just in humans, but also in animals. So therefore, this is in our food supply. Am I off base on that, Dr. Carley?
No, and this is just one of the many ways they're poisoning us. When you actually think about the idea of them putting this chemical, which in itself, if you put that into a search engine on the government's own website, you will find that this is a toxic poison. Why would they be putting this into the water? It's bad enough that we have the oil. Why are they adding a poison on top of it? It is my professional scientific opinion that Corexit is going to be much worse than the oil, would be by itself. So you know, it's another technique to kill people, basically.
Yeah, well, what we see is a one-to-one relationship with what they do with vaccines. In a vaccine, for whatever reason, and of course it's insane, to put oil in a vaccine, they do micellize the oil with detergents, and they make these emulsions of water in oil or oil in water. And when I heard about the core exit, the first thing I thought of is they were micellizing, making tiny little droplets of oil, and basically forcing that into the ecosystem of the ocean. Whereas you could probably take care of a very large spill, it is probably, with our technology currently, impossible to recover these tiny little droplets that they've broken it into. And they've said that it will get into the water cycle, and the core exit will rain on the land, and wherever it rains on and penetrates the soil, it will poison it to that depth.
Well, you know, just along those lines, and what scares me here is everyone around the country goes, well, I'm really sorry for these people. This is a tragedy. But thank God I don't live in the Gulf area. Well, if this is going to penetrate our food supply and our water table.
I saw an old PBS documentary where they went into the high Andes in South America where no human being had ever been before. And they sampled the water, mountain, you know, lake water, and found out that it had just as many toxic industrial chemicals as any built-up metropolitan area.
You know, along those lines, let me ask Dr. Carley this question. Dr. Carley, we see a lot of pharmaceuticals in our water supply. Why? How does it get there?
Well, first of all, people are ingesting them and urinating and defecating, and it's going into the sewage systems, especially radioactive pharmaceuticals. I mean, I can't tell you how many people contact me. I just want to say the good news, folks, is you can reverse your pharmaceutically induced diseases, and that's what I teach people how to do. But one of the main things they're doing is giving people radioactive iodine as both a way to study the thyroid gland as well as to ablate the thyroid gland, in other words, kill off your thyroid if you have Graves' disease, which is a vaccine-induced hyperthyroid condition. They give you radioactivity in the form of iodine, and then you know, pee it out, and it goes into the toilet, and it goes into the water supply, and this is the same thing that happens to all the pharmaceutical drugs, as well as people throwing them in their garbage. You name it, it's getting into the environment.
Recycled poison.
And it's a toxic poison, and
yeah,
people are getting
poison.
This through their water supply as well.
Okay, we got to go to the phones. Lark from Texas, hi. You're on with Dr. Carley and Patrick Jordan.
Well, I must admit I was going to be shy and not call in, but there are four of my favorite people on the line, and so forgive me, I could not help it.
We're glad you called.
I would like for you all to comment on something. It concerns morality. I've made the observation that most people are either liars, they are thieves, they are murderers, and or useful idiots.
Oh, wow.
And unfortunately, most of us are contributing to our own demise as a species. When I turn on my television, which I haven't in a year, I have to ask myself, how does this person fit that mold?
Mm.
And all the people that I used to think were my heroes in life, as a youth and growing up through my middle years, I had to reapply the same question. And so I'm happy to hear your comments about that. Because it's a question that has been on my mind for the last 4 or 5 years. And even, you know, whatever your heroes are, teachers, doctors, lawyers. I mean, I will never trust a doctor ever again in my life, nor will I ever trust a lawyer. In fact, I consider it immoral to even give them 1 ounce of my time.
Well, it's very eloquent and very well said. Let's give our guests a chance to respond.
Okay, well, I'm chomping at the bit, and thank you for calling in. Lark. Lark called into my show yesterday as well. As far as I'm concerned, you can break it down a little easier, the people that have a conscience and those that don't. And that's how simple it is. And the people that don't have a conscience come in all colors, all flavors, all nationalities, all religions. And that's what we're basically faced is the ones who will sell out, you know, their own race, their own mother or whatever, for power, money, whatever the case may be. And this is very important in terms of the medical profession because, in fact, as I said, my profession is killing people. They're creating diseases, and then they're developing drugs which cure nothing but give side effects to make the problem worse. And that's what people have to face. And as I always say, don't believe me, check things out for yourself. I want to just mention quickly, it's not just a matter of creating disease. We're talking genocide now. The people that are going into hospice, and when I started doing this work and going on public access TV and radio about going on 14 years now, when I first started talking about these things, people were like, wow, then that can't be true. And now when I talk about elderly people especially being killed, especially through morphine, which makes you stop breathing, mismatched blood transfusions, if you have an elderly person that's a loved one in your family going in to a hospital or a hospice or a nursing home, watch them like a hawk because they are killing them. Our corrupt representatives and the district of criminals have stolen the Medicare Trust Fund. It no longer exists. So the main way they're taking care of business, getting these people off the dole, is killing them. And, you know, we're hearing in Obamacare about these, death panels and stuff. They don't need death panels. This has been happening for years and years. It's already going on.
But don't you think, Dr. Carley, we're going to see age-related denial of treatment like we do in Great Britain?
Well, yeah, of course we are. But you see, you bring up that word treatment. And especially I always laugh when I hear him talking about, basically that they're going to have to deal with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
Why do we have pre-existing conditions? Because medicine cures nothing, okay? That's what I do is teach people how to reverse their diseases. If you have a pre-existing condition, it means you've already been made sick by the medical mafia.
So I've been studying pathophysiology, and I've been looking into Harrison's principles of internal medicine, and it struck me that everything that I'm reading can be linked to a vaccine-induced disease.
Yes.
And so everything that they're codifying is as, you know, this is your disease and this is the presentation. We don't know where it comes from. Well, of course they're going to put that in there because they made it. They made it happen.
Right.
Yes.
And I just want to bring up something very important you just reminded me of that we were talking about before one of the breaks. In terms of these changing of names of diseases.
Oh, yeah.
If you get polio from the polio vaccine, they don't call it polio. They call it aseptic meningitis. If you go to either one of my websites, read about subacute sclerosing pancephalitis, right from Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. And all of internal medicine is vaccine-induced diseases. And when I'm dead and gone, you know, they'll eventually say, oh, Dr. Crowley was right.
But, I think a lot of people are saying that right now, Dr.
Right.
Carla.
But my point is that autism is subacute sclerosing pancephalitis. They changed the name. It has nothing to do with mercury. It's from the measles virus, which is injected into you in a vaccine. They changed the name to hide the fact that it's caused by the vaccine.
It's amazing. We got to go to the phones. Thanks for the call, Lark. Let's go to Doris in Kansas. Hi, Doris. You're on with Dr. Carley and Patrick Jordan.
Hi. I have a question that has plagued me for years and years and years. I remember as I raised my children, if you had a fever, you gave aspirin. And, you know, that was always a pain reliever. It took care of inflammation and stuff. And then in the early 80s, they came up with Reye's syndrome. I had never in my life heard of anybody with Reye's syndrome, and suddenly it was everywhere and you couldn't give aspirin. I never figured out what was the change that suddenly you couldn't give aspirin anymore. What caused this?
Well, first of all, aspirin is a toxic poison. I mean, it's based on an herb. You know, they took an herb and corrupted it and made it into aspirin. One of the things I suggest people to do is go to your medicine cabinet, get out a couple tablets of aspirin, put it in a spoon, light a letter underneath it, and you will see that you're left with a black tar, which is coal tar. That's the basis on which aspirin is made. So basically, aspirin is a toxic poison. It's called an antipyretic. People give it to family members or themselves to decrease the fever response. The fever response, when you have any kind of infection, is very critical in terms of getting over, you know, the fever, whatever is inducing the fever, usually a virus. In terms of Reye's syndrome, I'm sure it's a side effect of the aspirin, not of the virus.
But
so,
why,
you know,
why did nobody ever get Reye's syndrome until the early 80s?
Well, you have to realize all these diseases, whatever they're inventing, they make this stuff up. What is Reye's syndrome? You know, somebody named Reye, you know, invented a syndrome. That's how it is with all these things.
Yes.
They make this stuff up. It's either vaccine-induced or it's pharmaceutically-induced. They can't name a syndrome, you know, big pharma syndrome or vaccine-induced diseases. That's a term I came up with. So they have to, you know, take their name and invent some syndrome and apply it to something other than what the actual problem is.
Well,
the timing,
you know,
of
now
this
they
strikes
they started
me
saying
that the 1980s was about the time that the fellows at NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, were doing heavy research into vaccines on how to manipulate the immune system, actually getting in there and trying to provoke white cell responses as opposed to just the antibody response.
Yes, and I know of what you speak, Patrick. I've read that with my own eyes. Doris, I'm sorry, but we've got to move along because we've got other callers to try to squeeze in. Thanks for your call. And Doris, by the way, from Kansas, is listening to us on our satellite feed. Let's go to George in Texas, who I understand is one of our internet listeners. Hi, George. What's on your mind?
How you doing? How you doing, everybody? How you doing, Dr. Carley? Long time no hear.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I lived in Florida, and I used to work for a nursing home. I used to be a certified nursing assistant. And I could tell you, even today, and I walked in a nursing home, I'll tell you, some of the, like, the medical profession is just like the police today. You got some of the most cold-hearted people without a conscience gravitating these positions, and they're pushing out the compassionate people.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, definitely. I left medicine because of what was happening, and my first book, which I will have out by the end of the year, is going to be entitled Medical Devils, How They're Created, because those are the people they reward, are the ones who have no problem with doing what they're told to do. The people with compassion are definitely, you know, pushed out, or they leave on their own, you know, recognizance because they just can't stand to watch what's happening.
Well, and, you know, I just, because I even noticed, too, it's like, you know, it's like if the family comes and visits, you know, yeah, they take care of them with kid gloves, but, you know, when if nobody comes and visits, they just throw them around like a sack of potatoes. I've seen nurses and aides hit them, be verbally abusive to them, and nothing happens to them, but yet they can make an anonymous phone tip on the phone exaggerating an accusation or making up an accusation, and a person can go to jail easy without no evidence.
Well, this is what people have to realize. you know, people think of the medical profession as a healing profession. They are now murderers. Murderers and abusers, and that's what's coming into the medical profession. And that's what people have to realize. I always tell people, if somebody you love has to go to the hospital, as far as I'm concerned, the only reason to go to a hospital is if you have a trauma like a car accident or something like that. But you have to have somebody watching you 24/7, guarding you, asking questions, making sure that everything they do is what they're supposed to do.
Dr. Carley, I can tell you that from firsthand experience dealing with my elderly mother, you're exactly right. I mean, the hospitals almost have killed her on two different occasions. When we come back from the break, we'll put a wrap on this great interview, and I want to thank George for his call. Stay tuned, everybody. A little bit more with Patrick and Rebecca Carley after a word from our sponsors.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Bad to the bone, that's what we've been talking about tonight with Dr. Rebecca Carley and Patrick Jordan. The medical mafia, as Dr. Carley likes to call them, is bad to the bone. Patrick, you've got a book. You've got a number of books, but you've got one in particular that's of interest to this particular topic. Tell the listeners how to get it.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's ICD-999. And it's available at cafepress.com/ICD-999.
Okay, and Dr. Carley, you've got a website.
I have two websites, drcarley.com, is my main website. It's very large, and that's why I developed what I call Dr. Crowley Light website, which is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or reversingvids.com. You have to type it directly into the URL. If you put it into any search engine, you will come up with page not found. But I suggest all the listeners go to the reversingvids.com site. It'll just take you a day or two to go through all the information, and you will see that vaccines, without question, are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases, which encompasses all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people, pets, and now food-source animals. And the best way you can protect yourself is just not to submit to the needle.
I could not agree with you more, and I want to thank you for being on the show and waking up our listening audience to this. And I have to say that I felt we only just got started. We got through about half of my questions, guys, and about half of the topics. And I'm hoping I can prevail upon both of you before the end of the year to either come on individually or, again, together, which I'd love. And we can continue this dialogue because an informed public can protect themselves, and this is what we hope to accomplish here on the Common Sense Show.
Well, I'd be happy to do so, and I encourage you to have both of us on together. Patrick and I talk almost every day, and the information we have come up with our joint research, I mean, we could put Big Pharma out of business if we could get this out to a large enough audience.
Well, let's keep pounding the message. And look, I want to thank you for being on, and let's do this again soon. I'll be in touch, and on behalf of Annie and I and our listening audience, thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, good night. Dr. Carley? And Patrick Jordan. Annie, are you still catching your breath? Because we did not get through all the things I wanted to get through, as you well know. And I want to have him back on, if nothing else, to talk about how people on the coastal areas, as a result of Operation Red Flag, are going to deal with the breathing of depleted uranium.
Yeah, and it's very timely, too, that we have them on now to remind people, hey, they're going to come with the flu shots. They're going to be standing on the corner of the street. Just put your arm out the your car window, and they'll jab you right there.
Drive through depopulation by inoculation. And speaking of that, got an article that actually two parts of a three-part series up on News with Views that deals with first 9/11 and then the police state that they've basically imposed in the last decade to herd us into complete control, and then the end game. And the end game is pretty close to what Dr. Carley talked about tonight. Let me just take a moment and talk about next week. We're going to have on fellow RBN host Greg Evenson, and Greg is going to be talking about the article he wrote for News with Views. Basically, I call it "'Tis Time to Part," to quote Thomas Paine, for which this show is named after. Anyway, Annie, we're out of time. That's the music. We got to run. To everybody, go out and have a great week. God bless.